from pointing away to huddling up. As Kristen described, there were 99 problems revealing themselves, but no plan of focus on which one should be addressed first. Why? Because the schools and staff had fallen into the habit of pointing out the wrong instead of taking the challenge head-on to innovate and iterate towards incremental improvements. How was someone supposed to even begin chipping away? In Kristen's words, it literally felt like a stalled plane on the runway. All the passengers were seated with seatbelts fastened, a new pilot at the helm, but somehow the plane couldn't take off. Instead, there were countless things keeping the organization grounded. The plane wasn't painted, seats were dirty, windows were foggy, cabin air pressure not working, and the wings needed major repair. Agile and Scrum gave blueprint, really a blueprint and structure to implement rituals and artifacts that helped prioritize what mattered and brought value to the schools and the organization. Once in the air, new perspectives could be seen. Issues that once seemed so overwhelming were now just dots on a map. We were flying! The air pressure was being addressed, and despite the foggy windows, we could see the sun shining, and that inspired us to learn more about Agile and Scrum. Teachers who once sat passively in a classroom working on the one thing they could control, lesson plans and information, began innovating ways to improve the air quality and seats. Students who had been taught to stay in their seats soon became chief designers and stakeholders in everything from what the customer flight experience should feel like to what color the paint should be. Our district went from being run by a voice in a control tower to every employee being a voice as part of their own cross-functional teams. Through consistent iteration, we have improved over time, eventually going from a school with a failing letter grade to a much improved B school. Through shared accountability and putting trust in the gap, we've grown enrollment by more than 200% and have renewed our charter schools well into the year 2037.